Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Will the pandemic finally be over once the Omicron surge fades away? Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says it's likely we will have additional variants developing in the future, but
if I told you I knew exactly what was going to be happening, I'd be lying, and neither does anybody else is the straight truth of it.
Dr. Lifshitz adds, what we do know is we understand COVID much better than when the pandemic began 2 years ago, and we have developed excellent vaccines to protect people from serious illness. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large businesses has gone belly up. The mandate was withdrawn Tuesday after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to allow it to be implemented. Now, had the rule gone into effect, businesses with 100 or more workers would have been forced to have their employees vaccinated against COVID or be tested each week. A political consultant from Hamburg has admitted paying two men to kill a longtime associate in 2014 who worked with him on various campaigns. Sean Cattle pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit murder. Prosecutors say he solicited a Connecticut resident to commit murder for thousands of dollars. That person then recruited an accomplice from Philly, and they stabbed the victim to death and set fire to the victim's apartment. Why is Wall Street trending downward since the beginning of the year? Ken Kamen of Mercadian Asset Management says the drop is being fueled by the Fed getting ready to start raising interest rates.
This has been very much telegraphed, but when, you know, it starts to happen, people get a bit freaked out, and we're starting to see the market try to get ahead of that.
He adds investors are moving away from stocks with big potential but no earnings to companies with proven track records and solid balance sheets. A New Jersey man who illegally tried to send 10 live lizards to Hong Kong has been sentenced to 3 years probation. 44-year-old Jason Kisbeka pleaded guilty to falsely labeling an international shipment of wildlife from Lambertville. He was paid $500 to send the package containing 10 live rhinoceros iguanas, but falsely labeled the package as toys. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service inspectors intercepted that package at JFK Airport and removed the animals. The child actor who was the original voice of Charlie Brown has killed himself after a lifelong struggle with mental illness. Peter Robbins committed suicide last week at the age of 65, his family confirms. He started his career playing the cartoon icon in the 1960s. He suffered from bipolar disorder, served 5 years in prison, but when he got out, he pushed for others to get help for mental issues. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. What's the latest on the snow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Byron, New Jersey traffic south.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
5-10-03, fast traffic.
287 Turnpike Parkway, okay. 295, we have a breakdown on the southbound ramp to exit 32, which is Haddonfield, Berlin Road, and Cherry Hill. The left lane is closed. Water main breakup repair on Jackson Street northbound between 5th and 6th Streets up in Hoboken. That stretch of road being closed. On Route 38, another water main break on the eastbound side at Cutler Avenue and Maple Shade. Most of that activity now on the right shoulder of the ramp. And they're still working on an accident on Route 34. You would do well to avoid it on either side of Cottrell Road in Old Bridge Township. That's been shut down for much of the morning. We had a multi-vehicle accident there that took down a traffic signal. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
All Jersey, all the time.
Different conversations. I am just a big fan.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today begins the fourth cold snap of the month of January. It's been a notably cold month overall, and that cold air is the first ingredient for potential snow heading into the weekend. Today will be mostly sunny with dry weather and very dry air. We are stuck below freezing right through this afternoon with highs averaging upper 20s across the state. Clearing cold tonight, lows mainly in the mid-teens. There will be some single digits in the coldest corners of the state. Tomorrow won't be much better. Sunshine and and lower 30s. Cloudy and mid-30s on Friday with a few snow showers possible during the day. Then the chance for steadier, heavier accumulating snow from Friday night into Saturday. Could be some wind issues into Saturday morning, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan Zarrow. Right now in Ewing, 22, Pensauken, 25, Berkeley Heights, 31. Weather made possible by the Ewing Diner. Ewing Diner is now hiring for full and part-time positions. Immediate openings available for cooks and wait staff. Great pay and benefits. Experience required. Apply online at ewingdiner.com.
New Jersey 101.